A few days ago, at midnight, on December 31, millions of people celebrated an illusion. The illusion was that somehow fate was giving them a fresh start. Not so. They and we are still on the same path we were a week ago, and a month ago, and a year ago. It's a road that has a destiny, but it's a road that we're all traveling. And I'm sure you remember what Jesus said about that road. He said, "Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter it. But small is the narrow, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." What was he saying? He was simply saying this, that the narrow road is for true followers in Jesus Christ, and it carries with it accountability to God and to his word. And the wide road, he said, is much, much more popular. That's a road where people try to avoid accountability to God and to his word. It's all about choices. And this is what Joshua said about choices. He said, "Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve" what? "The Lord." Regardless of which road someone is pursuing, each one has a destination, as I said. Jesus said that the easier wide road leads to destruction, that is eternal destruction. And the narrow road leads to life, that is eternal life. Brothers and sisters, that is the ultimate fresh start. And Alice knows that right now better than we do. Let's think about the Apostle Paul for a moment. He was definitely on the wrong road. He was on the wide road leading to destruction. He was a terrorist. He hated this thing called Christianity that was spreading around the Mediterranean. And so he went around Jerusalem to house, and he would drag Christian men and women into the streets, and then he would put them into prisons, and he would participate in their execution. He was a terrorist. But one day, on the road to Damascus, Jesus got a hold of him and a bright light, and he was blinded and he was humiliated. And then Jesus filled him with the Holy Spirit of God, and then he became the greatest evangelist that the Bible has ever heard about, talking about the kingdom of bringing people to God. That was an amazing fresh start, a very unlikely person. But God had a plan, and God exercised that plan through the Apostle Paul. And this is a significant quote from Paul. It's in Philippians 3:13. He said, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me." I've just described what was behind him. "Forgetting what was behind me and straining towards what is ahead of me, I press on toward the goal." And what was the goal? To win the prize for which God has called him heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now, you know me well enough to know that I don't care a whit about football. I don't know much about football. I don't watch football. But I'm going to give you a football analogy, okay? What drives those players on the field? It's to reach that goal line. And they press on. Now, it doesn't matter what's going to happen. They get bruised. They get hurt. They fall down. They keep on going. And the closer they get to that goal line, the more people cheer them on. And they're really excited when they finally get there. God wants us to be like that. He wants us to lean in and reach that goal line regardless of what it takes. And he is so pleased with each of us as we stay on that road and we're headed in that narrow road to that goal line. We may fall. We may get bruised. We may get hurt. We may get tired. Can anyone identify with that one? But God says, forget the pain, forget the past, and press on. Paul was talking about letting go of his past sins and staying on that narrow road, and we need to do the same thing. But there are some things that hold us back. And here is one of the areas of our life that hold us back. It is our propensity to sinfully love possessions more than we love Jesus. Possessions are not evil. They come from God too. He blesses us. Whatever things you have acquired in your life, God's blessed you with those things only because God is generous to you for whatever reasons. The problem, however, is we cling to them. Renee was telling me that her father was a hoarder, and now she has to take care of that. I'm not a betting man, but I'll bet that this room has hoarders in it. You're hanging on to things that you can't use anymore, that you don't need anymore, that somebody else could use. And somebody else, like Renee, is going to have to take care of that at some point. We love our things. Are you willing to follow Jesus, even if it means you have to let go of some of those things? That's a very difficult question. I don't like that question. That's a challenging question. That's a life-changing question. By the way, do you think that Paul enjoyed prosperity? Yes, he was a Pharisee. He was an upper-crust guy in the society. He probably had the good life. He had things, and he had comfort. But after he met Jesus Christ and he had a total transformation in his life, he made another statement in Philippians 3, this time verse 8. He said, but whatever were gains for me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage. Garbage. Now, the Greek word that's translated garbage is skubalon. And you're going to have to forgive me for telling you what I'm about to tell you. But the translation of skubalon is not garbage. It was a deliberate translation by scholars because they didn't want to use the real word. Skubalon means excrement. And that is the polite word for what it means. See, I told you you were going to have to forgive me. But that's in God's word. That's in God's holy word. It's part of his teaching. Paul said that once he knew Jesus Christ, all of that stuff that was so important to him in the past is now just scubalon compared to the glory of knowing Jesus Christ. Is that vivid enough for you? When I read that, I had the unpleasant experience of looking into a mirror and realizing that I like things and I'm clinging on to some things. And I had to ask myself, is there anything that I love more than Jesus? Let's move on. In verse 10, Paul said this, I want to know Christ. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection. Paul wanted spiritual empowerment above all. Folks, it is now a new year. And if you need a fresh start in your spirit, then put away all the rubbish in your life and really commit your life to Jesus Christ. You might be one who says, hallelujah, I've done that. Possessions don't control me anymore. I've passed on to more valuable things in life. But let me ask you this. Is there anything else back there in your past that you need to forget the way Paul said to forget it in order to press on? And for instance, I'm thinking of possible hurts that you have experienced in your life. Has anyone hurt you in your past and you're still hanging on to it? Of course, the best solution there is forgiveness and reconciliation. But let's face it, let's be real. Sometimes that just doesn't happen. And sometimes it's not even possible because the person who hurt you is no longer here. And maybe you are still hanging on to that pain of that hurt. Stop rehearsing all of that stuff. Whatever caused that hurt, if you keep on nursing that, don't be surprised if your life is filled with bitterness. It will be, and even more possibly, physical illness. Brothers and sisters, to the best of your ability, get rid of all that stuff too. Turn it over to God. You remember the illustration of giving it to God hands down? You can't hang on to it anymore. It drops at his feet. Paul added this. He said, press on to the prize. So what is the prize? What is the prize? Most people would say salvation. That's the prize. I want to suggest a different answer. You see, while salvation is the wonderful prize that's ahead of us, the Bible describes salvation as a free gift, not a prize. A prize is something that you win by your effort. But salvation, you can't win with an effort. It's a free gift. So what is the prize? Perhaps the prize is hearing the Lord Jesus Christ say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. Can you imagine leaving this earth and going into his presence and having him open his arms and smile at you and say that, well done. Heavenly Father, I pray that every person here will love you more than they did when they arrived here today. I pray, Lord God, that as we travel this road together, we will indeed be able to place behind us anything that would hinder us moving forward on that narrow road to receive that prize that you have promised. Thank you for giving it all for us. Help us to give it all to you. In Jesus' name, we pray.